The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hi, Cleaning Nation. It's Lindsay. I am back hosting the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. Can't talk yet today. Need more coffee. And I am here with our lovely, amazing mindset coach for mostly our elite program. She helps our next level and millionaire mindset clients too, Suzanne Bandick. And yeah, Michael's like, we don't have enough Suzanne on the podcast. I'm like, it's always me and Tracy. So welcome, Suzanne. So glad. Thank you for doing this with me today.
Thanks, Lindsay. I'm excited to be here.
Yay. So I'm just going to brag about you for a second here before we get into the meat of this podcast. But I was like, Suzanne, give us a little background about yourself. And she shared, she's like, well, I've worked with Bob Proctor before, which if you're listening to the podcast and you're like, who's Bob Proctor, Google him immediately, look that up and you'll be like, wow. And Suzanne here has been business mindset coaching for about 20 years. So we are so lucky to have her on the Grow My Cleaning Company team. And Suzanne, we're going to talk today about, what are we calling it? The CEO mindset, right?
Exactly. And how important the CEO mindset is.
Yeah, let's dive right into it. I guess my first question would be, how would you describe the CEO mindset and how that applies to a cleaning company owner?
Well, let's start at the beginning. I think most people, when you start your cleaning business, you think, oh, all I have to do is go find some clients and I'm going to start cleaning and I'm going to make some money. And it's great. It works until you get to the point where you're like, I'm really tired of this. I don't get any off time. If I'm not working, nothing happens. I don't make any money. And you know what? I think I really just bought myself a job.
A job you might be the boss of, but...
Right. So how do you get out of that? And the way you get out of that is by creating a CEO mindset so you can work on your business, not in your business.
That's so crucial. That's actually, like you said, good thing we stepped back there because it's such a monumental shift that we see a lot of our clients go through. It comes to mind, one of our Millionaire Masterminds members, Daisy Ewing. I remember before I started, she had this huge shift of, when she talks about it, you can see it in her face of explaining how she was always thinking of herself as a cleaner, barely even a business owner. And then when she made that shift to like, wait a minute, I can do so much more for my community, for my clients, if I make this shift. So it's huge. One of the things I see, Suzanne, in our elite clients, and I think you could probably speak even better to this since you work with them and coach them week to week, is that how do they make that initial step? Like, because it sounds kind of overwhelming to me, like going from a cleaner to a CEO.
Yeah, it's a great point, Lindsay, because it's not easy. A lot of things that we want to change are not easy, but it starts with a decision. All right. So the decision, what I'm doing is not working. You realize that. So you decide you're going to do something different. And that decision causes you to say, what can I do differently? How can I work on my company? Have cleaners that come in and actually do that work, and I can help organize and orchestrate everything.
Crucial. So deciding first.
The decision comes first. Exactly.
And no exceptions to that decision. No, oh, just this one time.
Well, that too, that too is slow to come. It's a process. So it doesn't mean we don't step back. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden we're like, oh my gosh, I have to get in there and clean because nobody's showing up. And you do it. And then you realize, wait a minute, that wasn't what I really wanted to do. That wasn't in line with being a CEO. Then you think, okay, next time I'm going to put this in place.
Mm.
Right. So it's part of what we're teaching people in the program is that Mike has the systems. And what's his goal? He wants to take you out of working in the business and working on the business. Mm-hmm. And how do you do that? It's systems and it's surrounding yourself with the right advisors. Mm. So I use this a lot with clients and I'll say, do you think the CEO of Microsoft mm-hmm. feels guilty when he's not working out on the floor doing sales or tech or something? Or do you think he realizes, he or she realizes that their position requires them to see the big picture? When they see that big picture, they can better serve their clients, their employees, their own family, everybody else's families. They serve from the position of overseeing everything.
Mm. Everyone just take a pause and Suzanne, she just lays it down, right? Right when you, that was gold right there. Wow, there's so many gems in there. I don't even know where to start, but let's keep peeling back layers of the onion, as I like to say. All right. So basically you're kind of the CEO mindset is what's driving, I guess you could say, the systems and the processes that we teach in our program, on these podcasts, on the tactical stuff that Mike is always preaching to. Making that mindset shift first kind of sounds like, Suzanne, correct me if I'm wrong, but it makes implementing these systems and processes go a little smoother.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It actually does. And the same way with when you don't know how to do something, again, let's go back to the CEO of Microsoft or mm-hmm. Facebook or your favorite, right? Whoever he or she is.
Mm-hmm.
Do you spend 2 weeks spinning your wheels saying, I need to figure this out myself? I can do this. Or do you press a button on your phone? Does the CEO press the button and call in an advisor and say, how would you do this? Mm. And they get it done like that, because the CEO doesn't need to know everything. They only need to have the people in place that help them with the systems, that help them get the answers they need.
Right on. Okay. So let's talk about maybe the next level of after someone is developing their CEO mindset and they're starting to get employees, they're starting to get people to clean for them so that they can start doing more higher level things such as hiring funnel, which we teach, all the other systems. We'll just concentrate on hiring. That's always a popular topic. What does that look like, Suzanne, for you in a CEO mindset? I know it's a broad question, but how would a CEO think about a hiring funnel versus someone that is still kind of in the cleaning, small thinking mindset?
Well, again, you're thinking first of all, okay, let's go back to what I deal with a lot. It's like, yeah, I can't do this. I can't. It's too much.
Overwhelming. Yes.
I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to do it. Mike says to do it. I obviously need to do it. I need to grow my business. I need a hiring funnel, but all the little pieces, right? Mm-hmm. So as I always say, break it down, all the little pieces, break it down. Know that you're doing this for the good of the company. Know that you're doing it for your clients. You're doing it for your employees, your future employees, if need be. You're doing it to serve. So you will figure this out. Number one, you breathe. And then you say, who do I go to answer these questions? And you do it because it's important enough to do it.
So taking a step back and breathing, chilling out on the overwhelm.
Exactly.
It can be very overwhelming running a business. I think something we kind of skipped over that I just realized is that we have to kind of just give a fair, now I don't even want to say warning because that's a negative connotation, but just a heads up that when you do make this shift from just a cleaner running a small company to getting out of cleaning, being the CEO, if everyone did it, it would be easy. Everyone would be doing it, right? So there is a bit of grace we have to give ourselves as business owners. And I'm saying we, because I mean, really the mindset stuff you're teaching applies to any business where someone takes charge and levels up to become a CEO, right?
Absolutely. Does it mean we always get it perfect? No. Nobody gets it. And that's part of being human. It's part of being real. It's mm-hmm. part of showing that to our clients and our employees. I'm in process. This is what I'm choosing to create. And in the mindset world, we say create the vision, create the picture of what your business looks like. How are the employees? How are they happy together? What are you doing mm-hmm. together? What are the clients? They're so thrilled with your employees. You're high-fiving, right? Create the picture of what you desire to see and then go to work on the picture.
I like that. I like focusing on the desire and the value it brings everyone, in other words. And also, the reason why I think is important too, like getting your whys behind you and how that will affect everyone, whether it's spending more time with your family because you're not cleaning, and you're stepping out because, you know, once you, we see this all the time with clients, by the way. I think it's awesome, but it's kind of funny where they're like, I only worked 4 hours today on my business. Have you heard that, Suzanne? Where they're like, yeah. Is this normal? Is this
Should I feel guilty?
Yes, exactly. And that's part of it too. It's like, you know, this is life. This is what happens. But you're, you know, it's not four hours of doing nothing, obviously.
It's new normal, Lindsay. Mm-hmm. It's the new normal. We got to get used to a new normal. Right?
I like this new normal.
Yeah. More profit, less stress, more time.
Right. And I just kind of wanted to go on a small little side tangent here for that I think will help Cleaning Nation like put this into perspective is when I started and grow my cleaning company, I was obviously an employee and I was working more on the operations side of things. And I know Mike and I have both done podcasts together and separately about how that's my role's changed over. It's almost been 2 years this winter, but when I took over my new role of being the client happiness manager, it was a huge mindset shift for me. And Suzanne here actually coached me and helped me kind of, I guess you could say, transition into that new hat. And I was thinking more like an entrepreneur. I mean, I've always been I'm doing air quotes for people listening, but I've always been an entrepreneur in terms of like, I'm a musician by trade, air quotes again, and a sound engineer and a podcast creator and producer. But this was different for me. This was very challenging. And Suzanne helps me with that. I think Suzanne, one of the biggest things you've taught me about this CEO mindset, which I've adopted myself, is that it's okay to delegate things to people, to let other people do things like you were saying about cleaning company owners, tapping into other people and not feeling guilty about, you know, the length of time you work. So I just wanted to put that out there that I've been through it, guys. It's a process and it's totally worth it. My life in the last, especially the last 3 to 4 months, this summer has totally changed putting these very practices that Suzanne's mentioning into place. So just wanted to throw that out there.
Lindsay, that's awesome. And for anybody listening, you know, I've seen your confidence go through the roof.
Oh,
you come across amazingly.
I appreciate it. And in Cleaning Nation, what I want you to get out of this, I want that confidence to transfer through the airwaves, through the video, that energy to transfer over to you, because Suzanne's advice here is solid for, I would say it takes time. It takes patience. It's not going to happen overnight. Like she said, give yourself grace. Well, I said, but that's my term for what she said. What else, Suzanne, do you have any other tips for Cleaning Nation out there when they're going through this process, things you've noticed with our clients maybe?
Well, you know, there's something that I've started to coin as a phrase. I'll do air quotes too, okay, Lindsay, so you don't feel. It's not about working harder. It's about thinking differently.
Write it down, folks. I actually have this in my notebook. I know because Suzanne made me write this down.
It's not about working harder. It's about thinking differently. Mm. And that is what's going to help us make the change when we realize that.
Can you give me an example in a cleaning industry where thinking differently as to working harder would apply? Like some example?
Well, there's a number of examples, I think. Let's talk what we've been talking about a little bit already. The big one is with employees.
Okay,
so you can be in the field, you can be working at cleaning, and you're thinking, I need to make more money, I need to work harder, I need to find more clients. Mm-hmm. You work harder, you're trying to make more money. If you go to think differently, how could I support a team to do this? Mm. How can I step back and empower a team and give them income at the same time, make a difference in their lives and their families' lives, and free myself up to be able to find even more clients so I can hire even more employees, or those employees get more work and I can serve more people and help them with their cleaning needs. Mm-hmm. How can I do that? That's now thinking differently, right? It's no, I have to do it. I have to do everything. Or how can I empower people to help me empower and help others? That's thinking differently.
I also notice along the lines of thinking differently that you're asking different questions. They're higher level questions. It's not just, oh, how can I, you know, make payroll by next Friday, or excuse me, how can I, you know, get this client off my back, like small, just day-to-day things.
And it happens too.
And not to negate that you might have that annoying client, and you might very well have to figure out how to make payroll by Friday. But the questions you were asking in that example, I noticed, were very higher level, as in terms of how can I bring more? How can I bring more to the families? It's not just all me, 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 me. It's bigger picture, your employees, your family, what you can do for them, what this would mean to just basically generating out to your whole community. So, even from that type of mindset, it just makes me feel differently inside. And that's something that's really hard to communicate over a podcast, but I hope Cleaning Nation, you can pick up on that a little bit, what those kind of questions feel like, right?
Right.
All right, Cleaning Nation. Well, Suzanne just laid it down. We don't have her on the podcast enough. And this is the first time I've had the honor of interviewing her. So thank you so much for coming on. I'm really excited this week because Suzanne and I are going to meet in person for the first time, which is huge. And our whole Grow My Cleaning Company team is going to be together next week. And Hilton Head, South Carolina. So hopefully we can get some more nuggets on the podcast of some live stuff, which would be great to record. So with that in mind, Suzanne, do you have any closing thoughts or like one takeaway thought for Cleaning Nation today?
I'm going to go back, Lindsay, to it's not about working harder. It's about thinking differently.
Mm, and it's so good.
And that, my wonderful friends, is all about taking the CEO mindset so you can help and support so many others.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Suzanne, again, just dropping the mic there, even though it's on a stand. All right, Suzanne, thank you so much. And Cleaning Nation, if you're out there wondering, hey, how can I get more of this? How can I, besides the podcast, how can I get into this CEO mindset? Check us out at growmycleaningcompany.com/talk if you would like to speak with a coach and learn more about how we can help you grow your cleaning company. So until next time, we'll see you, Cleaning Nation. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share it with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. I don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.